through the eyes of a child. There is honesty, authenticity, and the expression on children's faces at Christmas that is a reminder to our inner child to never lose it. It's for all of us. And I was thinking about the Christmas story and how it could have been interrupted so many times, that the wonder of it could have been like Scrooge. No, it's humbug. And yet, in all of the story, there are people who could have said no. Just think with me for a very brief while this morning. God's message of love. Israel had been waiting for it for centuries, for the Messiah to be born. And then after he's born and 8 days old, Joseph and Mary brings the baby Jesus into the temple, and two older people there, Anna and Simeon, and I guess through God's Holy Spirit and wisdom, they see this child that nobody else sees, that this is the one that all of Israel, the world, has been waiting for. I cannot even fathom how their heart didn't jump right out of their chest. This is the one. And then taking this Messiah as a vulnerable child and holding God in their arms. How do we Scrooge that? It is the beauty of God coming to us in this most vulnerable of ways. But the story continues in so many times when God says to Isaiah, I want you to write this. A virgin will conceive and give birth to a son. His name will be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. I wonder how long it took Isaiah to actually write that out. Do I really believe this? For to us, a child is born. To us, a son is given. And the government will be upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor and all the other beautiful tributes to him. He could have stopped, but he didn't. Or when the angels spoke to the shepherds in the field, they could have said, this is crazy. Thank you, but no. Or like I suggested the other day, that when the angel came to speak to Mary and say, Mary, this is what's going to happen to you. She could have said, I appreciate it very much, but no thanks. That's just going to be too difficult. Or in a dream, an angel speaks to Joseph and say, Joseph, this is really going to be happening. You need to be on board with this. He could have said no. But all the way through, it was a yes and a yes and a yes. Even the Magi on this journey from the eastern part, which to me is the fulfillment of what Jesus said later as an adult. People will come from the east and the west and the north and the south, and they will take their places at the feast of the kingdom of heaven, just like you and I will one day do that, all because of Christ coming into the world. The innkeeper could have said to Joseph and Mary expecting this child, I'm sorry, but all the rooms are full. There's nothing left. I can't, there's no place for you to go. But listen, I'll make sure you're safe. Well, there's a manger for you. It's not first class, but there's a place there. You'll be safe. This is for you to go. He could have said, no, get out of here. He didn't. Maybe in all of these people, they looked through the eyes of a child, the wonder of it all. Just a very brief scripture. And you know this one fairly well. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, And the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." And then suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." And then watch this. I know you know the story, but if you could put yourself in the shoes of these shepherds, considered really a lower class of all people living out in the fields, what would you have done with this news? Look what they did. When the angels had left them and gone to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They could have ran the other way. Did we just have this experience, an angel talking to us, this music, and all of a sudden, what? They say yes, and they go. Not only did they go, notice how they went. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told about this child. And all who heard it were amazed, and the shepherds said to them, but Mary treasured up all these things. The shepherds told them, and all the people were amazed. Yep. I'm glad I got up early this morning. I'm glad somehow God put it on my heart. You're not going to get Christmas this year unless you remember your childhood, unless you remember the awe of Christmas, that Christ has come and is here with us in our hearts. Christ was born, yes, and he also needs to be reborn in our lives every single day. Oh, to see every single day and what will come through the eyes of a child. Merry Christmas.
Thanks for listening to this week's sermon. The Beamsville Church of Christ meets Sunday mornings at 4900 John Street, Beamsville, Ontario. We have classes for all ages at 9:30, and the worship service begins at 10:30. You can subscribe to podcasts through Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music Store, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for Beamsville. All our past sermons and more information about our congregation are available at beamsvillechurchofchrist.ca.